I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. A massive recall of meat and poultry is underway.
A company called Bruce Pack is recalling nearly 10 million pounds of meat and poultry because the ready-to-eat products may be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. The foods were made at the company's plant in Durant, Oklahoma, between June 19 and October 8th and shipped to restaurants and food service vendors. The products include chicken strips, breasts and patties, and beef patties and fajita strips. Eating foods contaminated with Listeria can cause serious illness and death. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Bird flu has now been confirmed in a fourth person who had contact with infected dairy cattle in California.
The California Department of Health says all four were infected at four different farms. It said it's been notified of two additional possible human cases. Nationwide, 18 people have tested positive for the virus this year, which has been confirmed in dairy herds in 14 states. All but one of them were known to have been exposed to sick cattle or poultry.
The CDC says most of the people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, are not getting the drug most often used to treat it.
The CDC's new research says about 15.5 million U.S. adults have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but only about one-third of them had received a prescription for a stimulant drug used to treat it in the previous year. And nearly three-quarters of those with a prescription reported difficulty getting it filled because the medication was unavailable. The drug commonly sold under the brand name Adderall is a first-line or initial option treatment for adults with ADHD, but worldwide shortages of the drug can make it hard to get. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Some positive news when it comes to the nation's drug epidemic.
Overdose deaths appear to be declining in the U.S. While the numbers still are unacceptably high, new data from the CDC shows a 10% drop in deaths during a 12-month period that ended in April. Health officials say efforts to combat the use of lethal fentanyl may be starting to work, including the widespread availability of naloxone, greater access to opioid addiction treatment, and crackdowns on illicitly manufactured fentanyl. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Weight Watchers is offering a cheaper alternative to popular and expensive weight loss drugs.
Weight Watchers shares jumped after new CEO Tara Comonte announced that the company is offering compounded semaglutide to its Weight Watchers clinic members. Semaglutide being the key ingredient in blockbuster weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. A big advantage for Weight Watchers is that the compounded formula will be cheaper than the brand names, although members will need to have a compounding pharmacy mix the formula based on a doctor's prescription. Comonte says the compounded GLP-1 will be combined with vitamins such as B6.
And a new study on the best way to take your blood pressure. Here's CNN's Jacqueline Howard.
When checking your blood pressure, holding your arm in your lap is wrong. Having it hanging by your side is wrong. A new study finds that holding your arms that way can lead to an inaccurate result, an overestimate. Here's the right way to do it. Have both of your feet flat on the floor. Have your arms supported on a table. Have the mid-cuff at heart level. Relax. And don't talk.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.